every time I hear the fiddle play. AM 1570 FM 104.5 WYTI, Rocky Mount, Virginia. Earl Van Shelton in the air chair on a Thursday afternoon. It is 1:30. Rain and snow likely before 10 p.m. tonight. Then a chance for rain between 10 p.m. and midnight. Otherwise cloudy. Overnight low around 35. In Rocky Mount, we have 35 degrees. WYTI, your official weather checking station for Rocky Mount and Franklin County. We've been talking about the Floyd Country Store, and I am happy to have this afternoon on the telephone with me Gina Dilg from the Floyd County Store. Gina, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day and to call us for a few moments. You folks have so many things going on up there. Just about every, I mean, weekly, it's what, 3, 4, 5 events?
Yeah, in the winter we try to slow down, but this winter it didn't seem like we did a very good job of slowing down.
Tell us a little bit, if you would, Gina. Let's start out by talking about who you are and what you do and a little bit about the Floyd Country Store. You know, everyone around this area knows about the Floyd Country Store, but just in case there's a listener out there that's not familiar with you guys, tell us a little bit about us.
Well, the Floyd Country Store has been, it's been a building around for over 100 years, but operating primarily the most famous event is the Friday Night Jamboree, which has been going on about since the 70s. And people, well-known from all over the world, people come, and there's three different bands and dancers and floods into the streets. So we're really well-known for that, but we also do concerts throughout the weekend. We do free music on Saturday afternoons. We host old-time and bluegrass jams on Sundays, and also host workshops for old-time and bluegrass music and sometimes dance as well.
You talked about the Friday Night Jamboree. You do this again every week year-round, 6:30 to 10:30 p.m. You have one coming up on February the 1st that I'm looking at here with Janet Turner and Friends at 6:30, Long Shop Fire and Rescue at 7:30, and more bands are going to be announced for that one. And I guess Valentine's Day is on the 14th, so that will be celebrated up there on the 9th. You'll have Bill Hudson at noon, Plywood Cowboy at 12:45, and Steph Custer at 2:15. What do you do, Gina? What is your responsibility there at the Floyd Country Store?
Well, I do marketing, and I also do a lot of graphic design and some kind of program development and really anything that I pop into. I also play old-time fiddle, and we'll sometimes play or host a jam.
Right. Talk a little bit about the workshops, if you would, some of the instruments and things that folks can come up and get some education on.
Yeah, we have three, I believe, coming up in February.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is a flat picking guitar, which is a bluegrass guitar workshop with Steve Lewis from Jeff Little Trio. Mm-hmm. And Jeff Little Trio will be performing that evening on Saturday, February 9th at 7:30. The workshop's at 3:00. And we have an old-time fiddle workshop, which is more for advanced beginners that are kind of just getting the hang of it, with Shay Garrick on the 17th of February. And we have a flatfoot dance workshop on the 23rd with Martha Spencer of the White Top Mountain Band.
Wow. What a lineup.
She's playing, I know. She's playing with Larry Sigmund that night as well for a concert dance kind of thing.
You guys also do the Floyd radio show. That's another big thing that happens up there.
We do. We love the Floyd radio show. It's been going on. I think we're in our 8th season. And it's every first Saturday of the month from September through May. So we're kind of in the last 4 or 5 radio shows. The next one we have is on February 2nd on that Saturday. And we generally book about 3 musical groups, and then there's comedy skits and jokes and stories, and it is formatted like an old-timey radio show where you can kind of just listen in, and the whole thing is performed that way. It's not actually broadcast on a radio station, but we do it live on the internet, and then we make it into a podcast later. So on FloydRadioShow.com, there's a whole bunch of archives of the past 8 year seasons of the Floyd Radio Show.
And I'm sure people listen, Gino, probably around the world. There are listeners that are not from the United States that tune into that on the internet.
Yeah, we do. We have people from all over, and it's a great way to be a part of the community without, even if you can't be around, or even people that are local that just can't make it down to the store that night can tune in. And that the one we have coming up on February 2nd, we have Jim Lloyd, Twin Creek String Band, and Brian Mesko, who does jazz from Roanoke.
Wow. Someone out there listening, Gina, and you folks have so many events. Of course, we constantly are announcing the events going on and the dates. But if someone has access to the internet, you folks have a website where you post all of these events. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we post everything on FloydCountryStore.com. And that lists all of our upcoming events, every jamboree, everyone that's playing on Saturday afternoons, and you can purchase tickets for any of our concerts, dances, the Floyd Radio Show, any of the workshops we do. And of course, we have a Facebook page, and we try to post all of our events and news on that as well.
Gina, I can't thank you enough again for taking time out of your busy schedule to call us up and talk about the Floyd Country Store. It is unique. If you've never been, it's going to be an experience that you never will forget. And I promise you, you go once, you're going to go twice and three and four times, because it's just a great atmosphere. And Gina, you guys do such a great job up there with the promotions. And we thank you for everything that you do. And thank you for your time this afternoon.
Well, thank you so much.
Gina Dilg on AM 1570, FM 104.5, WYTIN, Rocky Mount, Virginia. WYTI, Rocky.